Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy free.
These days are ours.
Share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
It's the Big Wave Dave Show, KSDP, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint, Alaska. I'm Steve, Dave's old running buddy. I've been reflecting on our formative years here in Oak Harbor, Washington. That would have been high school, middle 60s. Dave would be working at Cow Corner, his father's hamburger restaurant. Cow Corner with two K's. A place so beloved, it has its own Facebook page, even though it closed many years ago. I'd be dragging the strip in my Chevy two-tone Bel Air on my way to do the usual Saturday night thing, which is to hang out in the parking lot, hoping to meet girls. None of that would ever happen. At the ordering window, Dave might drop in an extra burger, and along with a Cherry Coke, it was heaven.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only you can to make the dark.
Change in me, for it's true.
Began this hour with Only You by the Platters, followed by Rhythm of the Rain by the Cascades, and then all I have to do is dream by the highly influential Everly Brothers. Phil and Don, part of that first class of rock and rollers. Buddy Holly, Deanna and the Belmonts, Paul Anka, Chuck Berry. There's something that happens sometime in sibling genetics involving vocals. Ask the Brothers Gibb of the Beach Boys, ask the Brothers Gibb of the Bee Gees, or the Brothers Wilson with Cousin Mike Love of the Beach Boys, or the vocal blends of John, Paul, and George. There's a magic that takes place. It's in the blend. Don and Phil began very young, just as kids. Their father was a traveling musician bouncing from radio stations to radio stations in the early 50s. They'd have 15-minute shows in the morning selling flour and such. They were country musicians, and then when rock and roll came, they added a backbeat to the music they'd been playing all along. The sad fact was they never really did like each other. They stood nose to nose for many years. The British invasion sort of knocked them off their game, and they had a major falling out in 1973. Didn't speak to each other for 10 years. But in 1983, they reformed and did a famous concert at the Royal Opera Hall that appeared on PBS. And boy, did they rock hard. I saw it and thought, there they are. The Everlys are back. I raced down to Tower Records the next day, found the vinyl, came to the counter, and the long-haired guy at the desk said, "Did you see that last night?" I said, "Yeah." Later, I was able to see them. They toured, came through Chicago about a year later, and boy, it was fantastic. One of the greatest concerts of all times.
My love, my darling. I go again, tripping on my own feet. Lately it seems I've been being all foolish me. Mumble when I try to talk, stumble when I try to walk, like I'm in a state of shock when I'm with you. Here I go again, looking just like a clown. Everything I say is wrong whenever you're around. Somehow I get kinda shy, and I can't look you in the eye. I come all apart inside when I'm with you. Think I'm in love again, grinning that silly grin. Look what a fool I've been. Think I'm in love again.
Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers, a duo with so much soul, everyone thought they were black, even though they were two dorky-looking white guys. How many children were conceived in the backseat of cars to that song? I Think I'm in Love, written and sung by Paul Anka. Incredible show business career spanning 7 decades, charting every decade, and being an international sensation at the age of 15, riding the bus with the Everly Brothers, Chuck Berry, and Buddy Holly, to seeing the Beatles in France before they came to America and realizing that the day of the teenage heartthrob was over. So he moved to Italy and learned Italian, became a big star there. He looked Italian, even though he was a short Lebanese kid from Ottawa. Ended up in Vegas in the 70s, running with the Rat Pack. He was a junior member with Sinatra and Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, and continued to have hits. In the 90s, he was sampled by the hip-hop guys. In the 2000s, TikTok kids found him and his songs became worldwide all over again. He still tours the world at age 84, playing 70 dates a year. Big places all around the world. Macau, Singapore, Israel, Rome, private jets, Four Seasons, a big band. He contributes his longevity to, one, taking care of himself and his voice. He didn't drink or smoke. He saw what happened to the Rat Pack guys whose voice would deteriorate over too many Camels and Jack Daniels. But he thought of himself as a songwriter, and everybody covered what he did, from Elvis to Whitney Houston to Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion. He wrote the theme song to The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. 30 years of royalties from that. What a guy. And finally, More Than I Can Say by Leo Serra.
I'm gonna get some real warm love at a drive a cool cat wild. We're gonna roll, move on down the line. We're gonna do right all the time. Yeah, I'm gonna show you, you ain't so hot. I'm gonna get her what you ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and dry as it goes. We're gonna do it. so hot. I'm gonna get what you ain't got. He'll be sweeter, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice they're gonna move, move on down the line. We're gonna do right all the time. Well, we're gonna move on down the line. We're gonna get some love and it's truly fine. She'll be sweeter, won't do me wrong. When we start moving, you know. Do right all of the time. We're gonna do right.
The company store. Whoa. You blow 16 tons, and what do you get? Whoa. Whoa. Another day older, deeper in debt. Oh, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel, I walked through the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you blow 16 tons, and what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. You blow 16 tons, and what do you get? Whoa. Another day older and deeper in debt. Whoa.
Call me cause I can't go.
Stand by me, and darling, darling, stand by me. Oh. you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes. Part of the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words I can speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes. Thank you.
began the segment with Go-Go by the great Roy Orbison, another of the early rockers. And by that I mean the middle 50s into the early 60s. He had a string of hits, was a huge star, and another one who got wiped away by the British invasion, even though he was a hero to all those bands. Ended up enjoying a great comeback in the 80s as a member of the Traveling Wilburys, a group formed with fellow bandmates George Harrison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, and Jeff Lynne. This cut was taken from Roy Orbison and Friends, The Black and White Night, which was a concert film put together by Bruce Springsteen and members of Elvis's TCB band with backup performers like Bruce, Elvis Costello, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, Katie Lang, Tom Waits, J.D. Southern. That was followed by 16 Tons, Tennessee Ernie Ford. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of them died. One fist of fire and the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, but the left one will. Alberta Bound, Gordon Lightfoot. The classic Stand By Me by Benny King. John Lennon did a great cover on his rock and roll album. And Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Frankie's still out there. There was a wonderful Broadway musical called Jersey Boys, the origin story of his group. It ran for years on Broadway. Probably 5 million people saw it. Before we leave, I'd like to thank Virgil Porter and Austin Root at the station for this opportunity, and to Cheryl Dillard and Dave's classmates for the encouragement. So until next time, we'll go out with In the Still of the Night by the Five Satins. Dubai.
still